Matthew chapter 28, the last chapter of Matthew. At the end of the Sabbath, which would be Saturday, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Sunday, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His face was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became as dead men. Now, from other accounts, we know that it was, there were several women there, actually. And we know from Luke's account that there were actually two angels there. So we get more details from other accounts. Luke was very, very detailed. And it's funny that the guards were so scared. They were so scared of what was going on that they passed out. And the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not fear, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. You shall see him there. Behold, I have told you." So the angels were sent there to roll the stone away from the tomb. Jesus has risen from the dead. He's on his way to Galilee to meet his apostles. And these women are told by one of the angels, go and tell the apostles to, you know, meet Jesus in Galilee because he has risen from the dead. And they departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice." And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers that they should go to Galilee, and there they shall see me." So Jesus met them on the way, gave them the same message. Go tell the apostles to meet me in Galilee. Now when they were going, behold, some of the guard came to the city and revealed to the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they had assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, "Say, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept." You know, typical politician garbage and corruption. They basically bribed these soldiers to lie about what really happened, which is interesting because normally, if you fall asleep on the job and let one of your prisoners, I put that in quotes because Jesus was dead, they would normally be executed. But instead, they got paid off and told to lie. Have you noticed nothing's changed? People are just the same, no matter what time period you're talking about. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. Don't worry about it. You know, if Pilate hears about it, don't worry. We'll pay him off too. So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. And even today, 2,000 years later, I'm sure there's lots of people that say, no, Jesus didn't rise from the dead. You know, they just stole his body and made it look like he rose from the dead. Okay. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to a mountain that Jesus had appointed for them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Now we know from another account that Thomas is definitely one of those that doubted. As a matter of fact, I think from another account we'll see that Thomas was not there. Although it says then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee. Well, when we get to it, we'll see. You get more details with the other accounts. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All power has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Guess what, Catholic Church? The Pope has no authority, no power. Christ does. "Therefore, go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I've commanded you. Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen." That last part is usually referred to as the Great Commission. Because remember, back in chapter 10, Jesus sent out his apostles on a limited commission. Go and teach and preach just to the Jews only for right now. Now he's saying, go and teach everybody all over the world. This needs to be spread throughout the whole world. And again, for those who are members somewhere that teach that baptism is not necessary, that is not what Jesus says. He commands that all nations be baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them. So, there we have it. And to add just another verse to that, where Jesus says he has all power, in Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, Paul wrote, and he, Jesus, has put all things, and he, that would be God, has put all things under his feet, Christ, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Again, Christ has all power, not the Pope, not any man on earth. And that is the book of Matthew.